News Radio WJPF. My friend Jack Garner's joining us. Jack, first off, it's good to see you, big guy.
Yeah, good to see you too.
And kind of, I'm going to go at this kind of backwards because I just learned something interesting this morning. Thanks to Jack, I was just remarking about the weather being nice and sunny in 61.
Yeah.
Well, when you have Heron Fest at the time of the year, very often we have, you know, some bad weather roll in.
We have a little rain come in.
Somewhat, it's going to happen sometimes because it's the time of the year, and, well, we live in southern Illinois. Mm-hmm. And Jack was just telling me you got a new policy at Heron Festa when it comes to entertainment and those outdoor shows.
Yeah, we're calling it the weather guarantee.
Really?
This year, you know, we had a problem. We talked about REO, had a deluge that came in, and being a, Old Dominion last year it happened too, but being a outdoor festival, we have problems with these. It's a rain or shine event. We don't give refunds on tickets because we still have all those costs of the band and stage and whatnot. This year we're not doing that. We're doing a weather guarantee. If that headline artist cannot take the stage due to weather, we're giving everybody's money back.
I think that's really smart stuff.
Yeah. It's bothered us for years, and we finally figured it out this
year. But see, here's the thing, Jack. You and I both know when it comes to the band says you still owe us.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They've come and gone, and you're standing there, you know. And I've done a lot of these, man. I was Marshall Tucker years ago in Dix, Illinois, and we had the storm come through, right? I mean, and it was vicious. But even afterwards, we had a problem because there's wet stage.
Yeah.
The covering had bowed in and carried so much water. We had to cut the stuff with razor blades to leak the water out, splash down on all the amps and stage. You are a rock fan. You know the danger that's involved here.
Yeah.
A lot of people take that for granted because people have died.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Doing this.
If you have stuff that's not grounded properly, you've got water and
only
things.
Takes one, too.
That's right. That's right.
And that's why. But you at some point, you have to move forward, and you got to pay for the band because, you want to be there next year, don't you?
Yeah. Right? And the stage sound and light guy, they all get paid, too.
Right?
Sometimes extra. You got to clean all that stuff up. So, but this year,
stage guys,
we are taking care of those fans.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
$10 tickets?
Right now, we're doing a rollout promotion, $10 plus fees for any level of ticket at any show at Heron Festa, except for Monday, which is actually Faith and Family Night this year.
All right, and we want to take
$5.
All right, now this is another interesting and I think responsive thing. After the decades that we've been involved with Heron Festa, there's always been, hey, it's too loud. There's too much out.
Right? You and I have talked about this.
We've talked about this. This is not strange, right? But I think this new gig you've got lined up on Monday, once again, you talk about the weather, but this is also, I think, a response to public opinion and what they want.
Yeah.
So what's Monday? What makes it so special?
We've actually partnered with the Southern Illinois Worship Center and Pastor Jason McInnes, and we're going to have Faith and Family Night at the Festa, and we're going to have two Christian-based contemporary artists, Jordan Felice and Natalie Grant. Tickets are a low price for that, and we are not going to sell alcohol in the piazza during that show. So on Monday, piazza, during that show, completely faith and family friendly.
Right. Now, outside one of the booths or something, but inside the piazzas, when you go inside those little white gates, then you come in, that's a different area.
Tom, we might want to cover this, too, because I get this a lot from people in the community. You know, at Festa, until last year when we created a free entertainment tent, we only sold alcohol in the piazza during concerts. So on our midway, in our carnival, at our parade, and every other event that is family-friendly for Heron Festa, we do not sell alcohol. You can't walk around with a beer at Heron Festa. So this year at the piazza, we will sell beer and wine at the other events, but during Faith and Family Night, there will be no alcohol sold in the piazza.
We haven't even talked about the band yet.
I know.
Well, we talked about the
band. We're going to run out of time.
I guarantee you, I'm not going to let that happen to you because you have, you know, you and I are both large music enthusiasts.
Yeah.
And you either like the Beatles or you like the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. I don't even think you're allowed to like both, are you?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if you are either. I think there may be a rule against liking both.
How can you not like the Beach Boys, though? I mean, they'll sneak in on you. They really, really will.
I watched the Brian Wilson concert on Access Channel last weekend where he had Mike Love and Brian Wilson and then, you know, a lot of other people filling in. It was like 20 people on stage. It was really good.
Yeah. See, the Beach Boys are kind of eternal, and right now they have hit Hey, by the way, the Beach Boys are coming to Heron Festa. If you didn't read the Heron Independent last night, which I thought, ooh, we kind of jumped the gun on that, didn't we?
Hey, so you know we're supposed to put that out on JPF in the morning.
That's exactly right. And,
but the Beach Boys are coming to Heron Festa, Illinois. The Beach Boys, Pet Sounds. I mean, we're talking about what was considered some of the highest level of competitiveness against the Beatles. Okay, you guys did that. You did Well, watch Pet Sounds. And, and I mean, there was literally a back and forth there. And so it drove the band. And I'm the... Because there's different Beach Boys. Now, there's a Mike Love's Beach Boys, right? So which Beach Boys do you have?
We have the Mike Love Beach Boys.
Mike Love is 77 today, by the way.
Is he really? Yeah. Well, they're coming, and they are the... Matter of fact...
Now I better go
You're getting me off my course here, but there is something I should say. During this Beach Boys show, we've tried to do this for 2 years, actually. We've tried to get a hold of them, and we were finally able to do it this year. We have to add a giant video wall behind the stage for the show because they have palm trees, and you know, we have video walls.
Well, you got to have some for Kokomo, man.
Yeah, he needed a huge, huge video wall that we're putting up on stage this year for them. So,
Mike Love is 77 today.
77. Today, this very day?
This very day.
Really?
March 15th. Beware the Ides of March, Jack.
That's exciting.
Beach Boys, country music. You guys are always strong on country. Yeah. What have you got this year?
Lee Bryce. We thought, what better person to put in our party in a parking lot than a guy that sings a song called Parking Lot Party.
A really great voice.
Yeah. Oh, he's fantastic. Wrote songs for Garth Brooks. I mean, Lee Bryce is... we're very proud that we got him.
Well, here's the thing about Heron Festa. All right, so we got Lee Bryce. And then 3 or 4 years from now, you go, can you remember when Lee Bryce came to Heron Fest? Yeah. Because he's on the stage at the Country Music Awards or something, right? I mean, that's where Heron Fest is. We catch him on the curve up.
Yeah. Well, Lee Bryce has already had the longest running single, like, on the country charts ever. He holds that record. I don't remember what song it is, but yeah, it was like 50 some weeks. Yeah.
Right. So. All right. So Lee Bryce, who else?
Well, Thursday we kick off with rock band Pop Evil. And we're pretty excited about them. They're number two on the Billboard mainstream chart right now with a song called Waking Lions.
Right.
So they're kind of a mainstream rock staple. They've had a dozen songs over the past 5 or 6 years that have played on mainstream rock radio.
All right, rock and roll. What do you get else you got in the rock and roll venue?
Oh, well, you know we love this at Heron.
Right.
We're having the Headbanger Triple Threat this year with bands Queensryche, Slaughter, and Kix.
Would you do get a package deal? Because those are three in their own time. They had some great ones. You get three in one night.
Three in one night, yeah. Actually, I was just reading.
Queensryche, you know, there's some really good songs there, including some very nice power ballads that appeal outside the hard rock category.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Silent Lucidity was a huge hit in the early 90s. I didn't realize this, but that album went triple platinum back then.
It was huge. Yeah. Well, I was programming rock radio at the time. Yeah. I mean, and I guarantee it, that was huge.
Well, and this little band on the end. A lot of people don't know who they are. This may have been a personal move on my part.
Kix.
Yeah. K-I-X. When I was in high school, there was an album called Blow My Fuse. I was in a garage band. We did cover this song. I thought they were the coolest band ever. I don't care if you don't know them. You got to come see them because 2 years ago, I finally got to see them again. The entire band jumped in the air during the middle of a song, stopped playing. And when they jumped to the left, as soon as they hit the stage, they start playing again and acted like nothing happened.
Yeah.
I was 16 years old again. I was like, that's fantastic.
That's the best thing ever. All right, so who have we forgotten here, Jack?
Well, we've got Pop Evil, Lee Bryce, the Beach Boys, the Headbanger Triple Threat, and then we've got Faith and Family Night on Monday with Jordan Felice and Natalie Grant.
All right, so now you've heard that lineup. And today, if you want to shop early and save $10 plus fees, that's ticket purchasing fees, things like that, correct, Jack?
Yeah.
And where do you go? If you want to right now say, I want to secure the best seat in the house, and I get to do that for $10?
HeronFesta.com. HeronFesta.com. Click buy tickets, and you're off and running.
And somebody's saying, well, yeah, sure, I'll be happy to do that as soon as I see the forecast for the day of that band. And that's where we started this interview today, and worthy of being reminded.
That's right. We have a weather guarantee. There's no reason to worry about that forecast anymore. Right now, even after the initial $10 deal is over with in limited quantities, there is not a show at Heron Festa that's over $18 for a general admission ticket all the way till May 4th.
Jack Garner, Heron Festa, Italiano. Jack, it's always good to see you, pal.
Good to see you, too.
You go out and check these bands out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I travel all over looking at them. I love music.
I follow along on your Facebook page, and, you know, you got, like, the best job ever. I know the pay's not all it could be, but it's the best job in the world.
It's a lot of fun.
Right. And you get to hang out, you know, look at the band, see what they're doing. It's interesting. I was talking to Joe C.
Yeah.
Right? And he says, you know who's keeping music people in business right now? When he talks about music people, people who do stage lights, who do PA and sound and all that stuff, there's a logistics people that really don't get. You just enjoy the show, and they shouldn't. It's about entertainment.
Right.
He says the old rock and roll people are the ones that are keeping the music industry, the touring companies, in business.
That's true. That's true.
And because people still want to go see them, like Mike Love, the Beach Boys. Never seen the Beach Boys.
Yeah, really?
Right? Never, ever.
Yeah.
You know, and Mike Love. Now, I know there's a little love-hate relationship going on with the rest of the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. The same thing happened with the Beatles, same thing happened with the Rolling Stones.
Sure.
You got Keith Richards was apologizing to Mick Jagger 2 weeks ago about saying you should get a vasectomy or something. Right? There's always that thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these are the bands, you know, that are out on tour, and the reason why they continue is because people want to see them. They don't go out there because nobody's coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The Beach Boys are actually, I think, really right now hitting their stride. They are very popular right now.
They are.
Actually, the guy who runs our video walls was running video walls for the Beach Boys all last summer, and he would call me and send pictures on his phone. He said, look at this crowd. It's huge.
When I saw this new concert on Axis, I think they'd even contemporized to a certain extent with some of their guitar solos and things along that line. So there's an opportunity coming your way, and it's Heron Festa Italiana. Jack, once again, thank you, sir.
Thank you.